are Locked On Big 12, your daily podcast on the Big 12 Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody. Josh Neighbors here for Locked On Big 12 Podcast. On today's episode, we look at the odds to win the Big 12, courtesy of our friends at betonline.ag. So many storylines there, so much to get into. Today's show is brought to you guys by rockauto.com. Go to rockauto.com to find all the best prices on parts for your car or truck. But yes, betting lines, odds, that's what we're speaking today. I'll kind of explain her as we go along. Two episodes today on this Thursday. I'll go through the Big 12 odds, and then I'll take a look at the rest of the conference's odds on a second podcast, a bonus edition as well. So hope you guys enjoy the shows. Okay, so we have some conference odds from our friends at betonline.ag. These odds could have changed. They were sent at the beginning of the week. We have odds for all of the Power 5 conferences. And obviously, this is the Locked On Big 12 podcast. So we'll start with the Big 12. Now, the way this odds work, I will say something like Oklahoma, their odds to win the Big 12, which means win the Big 12 championship, win the Big 12 championship game. So they have to, you know, that is winning the conference. I'll say they are 5-7. Their odds right now are 5-7. That means to win 5, you must bet 7. So if you bet 7, they win the conference, and you get 5. So it's not just saying, hey, well, am I losing $2? No, you get all of it. So all in all, you get $12 back. So if you bet 7 on Oklahoma to win the Big 12 championship right now, you'd get an extra 5 on top they won, so you get a total of 12 back from the sportsbook, from the website, whatever it is. So right now, your odds-on favorite to win the Big 12 is the Oklahoma Sooners. Right now, they are 5-7 odds. So if you bet $7, you will make 5 right now, and I'm going to compute that to see. So really, the odds at this point, it's -140. So what that means also is if you were to bet $140 on Oklahoma to win the conference championship, you would make 100. That's kind of the conversion right there. So Oklahoma is the odds-on favorite. There's no reason they should not be. They are 6 consecutive time champions right now. Lincoln Riley's got that thing rolling. And look, let's be honest. We talked about it a whole lot. Their aspirations go just beyond winning a conference title this year, as they should. Oklahoma has ideas of winning a playoff game this year. You know, I think national titles sometimes, I mean, they won a national title this year, but for them, I think the goal is definitely to at least win a playoff game. It's got to be the goal. Anything less than winning a playoff game, in my opinion, is underperformance for what Oklahoma has this season. And also, when you look at Oklahoma's schedule as well, you know, people, you look at their schedule just and tell me if you see a path to realistically what they need is 11-1. That's really what I think Oklahoma football needs this season is 11-1. And if they can achieve 11-1, it'd be actually 12-1 counting the conference championship game. They should be in the playoff. Here is my question for Oklahoma, just from a general scheduling point of view. Do you think you can beat Iowa State twice? Because if you beat Iowa State twice, that gives you the ability to lose one of your games. Now, it's just kind of implying that Iowa State would be in the championship game, but here's how the Oklahoma schedule shakes out. Tulane in New Orleans, Western Carolina, Nebraska, West Virginia, Kansas State, Texas, TCU, Kansas at Kansas. I'll go over again. At Tulane, Western Carolina at home, Nebraska at home, West Virginia at home. Then they go to Kansas State. Obviously, it's a game that they've got circled because the way Kansas State has beaten them in the past. They then have Texas in Dallas, game they always play at the Cotton Bowl. Then they have TCU at home, at KU, Texas Tech, at Baylor, Iowa State, at Oklahoma State. So their schedule is easier-ish. I would not say it's easy at all. I grouped together that West Virginia game at Kansas State, Texas, TCU. That's a tough four-game stretch. It's a really tough four-game stretch, and if they lose a game in that stretch, that guarantees that they have to win out, right? They're going to have to win out to win the conference. So it's a really interesting conversation surrounding Oklahoma and whether or not you believe they can win out. I think they can lose a game and still make the college football playoff. I think a Big 12 championship and a win over, you know, a Texas or an Iowa State in the Big 12 championship game. I mean, that would mean that you, you know, most likely speaking, there are the two scenarios. Either A, you are avenging a loss from earlier in the season, or B, if you lose to a Kansas State and you're beating a team for a second time in the championship. So let's just say they lose to Kansas State. That would mean that if they went 12-1, they'd have to beat Iowa State twice or a Texas twice, a team like that, or an Oklahoma State twice, right? So that kind of sweep of that team might overrule the fact they had a loss earlier in the season, all right? So that's kind of where Oklahoma stands. They are the betting favorite at minus 140 at 5-7 odds. Then you kind of look ahead. All right, who else is number two? You think it would be Iowa State, right? You think it would? Wrong. The next team that's got the best odds is Texas. I found this to be super fascinating. We discussed this on Big 12 Today yesterday, and what you have to remember is that that Vegas sets their odds to get the most action possible. And I say action, they set their odds to where they want you to bet on their line. So they set the Oklahoma at minus 140 to attract people to say, hey, look, they've won it six straight. Who's stopping them this year? I love that value. They want you to punch that value. They want you to take minus 140. With Texas, they want you to say, that's really good value. Wow. At plus 275 at 11-4 odds, which means if you bet 4, you make 11. If you were to bet 100 and Texas were to win the Big 12, you would make 275. Their plus 275 is what their money line odds, their American odds, as it says in its odds calculator, would be. So I find that to be super interesting that they would have, they would have a team like Texas ahead of Iowa State. To me, there's a lot of questions at Texas. They lose their left tackle. They lose a guy like Joseph Osai. They lose their quarterback. The running back room, totally fine. They've got that taken care of. Who's going to make plays at wide receiver on the back end of that defense? You know, are you really trusting Overshown to be that leader that you think he should be at the back part? You know, other pieces of their defense as well. They lost the defensive end up front too. So they've got a whole lot of questions. And to me, this is a bet on Steve Sarkisian, but you all have heard my thoughts on Sark. I think he's an outstanding coach. I would just practice patience. My whole thing is I would practice patience when it comes to a guy like a Steve Sarkisian. We've said, the operative word there is build. Like, I'm really in on what he is going to build at Texas. But think about this, is that he's not really having his pick of the litter in terms of quarterbacks at this point. So I understand why you might set them there. I do not see it all. Over Iowa State, there's just no excuse to have them over that. Now, I think they want to generate a lot of, they're going to generate a lot of, I think, people saying, Vegas likes Texas. We got to give them a shot. And then, if you go and check the Texas schedule, obviously this is what matters for in conference, but do I really trust Steve Sarkisian and Casey Thompson or Hudson Carter? No, it's a long time away, but in a championship game setting, if both teams are at relatively, full strength and I like what each one brings to the table, I'm going to take this Oklahoma group in a Big 12 championship game setting, no matter what it is, whether they had a disappointing season or not, if they're looking for revenge or not. I just don't see a situation where Texas would beat an Oklahoma for a Big 12 championship. I'm just not seeing that, in my opinion, right now. Now, once again, I am in on Steve Sarkisian and what he is building at the University of Texas. I really am. But I don't see this happening this season where it makes a whole lot of sense for Texas football to have the second best odds to win the conference. I don't really see why I have the second best odds over, a team like Iowa State. You could actually make a case for Oklahoma State being higher than Texas. But once again, Vegas sets their odds to generate money. Here's how the schedule sets up right now. So Texas starts off with ULL, who is really good. They're bringing back basically everybody. And that one's at home, so they could win that game. They're at Arkansas. We know Arkansas is really tough, so it's difficult already. Rice, Texas Tech, at TCU, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, at Baylor, at Iowa State. That is a brutal stretch. where you go Texas Tech at TCU, OU in Dallas, Oklahoma State at Baylor, and then at Iowa State. And let's be honest, the easiest game out of that group is Baylor. But you didn't, I mean, you played Baylor pretty close last year. You look at the schedule at this point, all right, Texas Tech had them dead to rights last year. TCU beat them last year. Oklahoma beat them last year. They beat Oklahoma State in a game they should not have won last year. They did not look very impressive against Baylor last year. And they won that game, but Iowa State in Ames, they did not beat Iowa State last year with Sam Ehlinger. Rest schedule is against Kansas, at West Virginia, Kansas State. Like, I don't think it's a very forgiving schedule. I don't think it's a very forgiving stretch, and I do not see them finishing top two in the Big 12 and getting themselves a spot in the championship game. And even if they did, even if Sark impressed me, I would still take, you know, it would have to be a complete 180 for me to take Steve Sarkisian over Oklahoma in a Big 12 championship game setting. The best case scenario for them would be a rematch against Iowa State, and I don't foresee a scenario where Oklahoma is not in the Big 12 championship game. So at plus 275, it's starting to feel a little long. I mean, you'd have to set those odds at like plus 375, really, for me to feel comfortable putting any money on that because there's so many unknown factors. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll discuss the rest of the odds for the conference coming into this year. But first, a word from our sponsors on today's show. Today's Locked On Big 12 podcast is brought to you by RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com is a family-run business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com right now. You can search in their catalog. You can find parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low. They are the same for pros and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so you know what we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Also, want you guys know, go check out Locked On Today podcast and the Locked On Podcast Network. Peter Bukowski gets you set 20 minutes every single morning with all the sports news and notes that you need to know heading into the day. Once again, check that out, Locked On Today, wherever you guys get your podcast. All right, so let's check it out here. The next odds that we have. Iowa State has the third best odds to win the Big 12 this year. Their odds are set at 7-2. So with those odds, if you bet $2, you make $7. The odds there are plus 350. This feels much more likely. If you were to go any bet in the 300s, Iowa State at plus 350 is a much better bet, in my opinion, than Texas at plus 275. Not only, I mean, Texas is a sexier name, so I think they set the odds higher to generate more buzz on Texas, and that's a smart move on their part. But let's be honest, if there's any team that's going to contend at the top of the Big 12 this year, it's going to be the Iowa State Cyclones. And it's going to be Iowa State because of really, you know, two things. Number one, how good this team is returning. I mean, they bring back a team from last year that wins the first New Year's Six Bowl in school history. The really only big piece they're going to be missing off this team from last year is Dylan Sainer and also Jaquan Bailey. So two offensive pieces, I'm not going to underscore, you know, the two really important parts of their team, but it's not like they don't bring back a whole heck of a lot of experience right now. And I think this team should be feeling very good. Their schedule this year, they're going to play UNI. They're going to play Iowa in Ames, which should be a very compelling early season game. But remember, that game against Iowa is a non-conference game. So even if they lost to Iowa at home, you know, it's still a non-conference game. Their schedule builds pretty nicely, too. They play at UNLV, at Baylor, Kansas at Kansas State, and that's kind of their first six. So you look at the first six, UNI, Iowa, at UNLV, at Baylor, Kansas, at Kansas State. Very good chance we're looking at a 6-0 Iowa State team, in my opinion. Iowa looks to be that toughest challenge. Obviously, at Kansas State could be a tough game, but this group ran Kansas State out of the building last year, so I've got a lot of confidence in what they can do. Slow start against Baylor last year, but I definitely think they turned it on, and they're better than this Baylor team. The back half of their schedule is really tough. Oklahoma State at home, at West Virginia, Texas, at Texas Tech, at Oklahoma, TCU. So those back four of Texas, at Texas Tech, at Oklahoma, TCU. That's really the challenging stuff. Now, the good news for them is they're going to get Texas at home. They're going to get Oklahoma State at home. So they've got the good opportunities there. That is the challenge for them, is that late game in November at Oklahoma. If they can find a way to go into that game with one, I mean, if they got one loss going into that game, let's say two losses, they lose to Iowa and have a loss in conference, there's still a good chance they're going to make the Big 12 championship game. If you look at the Big 12 standings from this season, I know it was a weird season at this point, but if you look at this year's standings from this past football season, I mean, Oklahoma was 6-2 in conference, right? Iowa State was 8-1. So, you know, I think this season, with the way that Texas, Oklahoma State, West Virginia, TCU look, I think you can still get two losses and make the Big 12 championship game. I definitely do. So I think with this group they have returning, while the schedule does look to be a bit arduous, I do think there's a good chance that Iowa State, you know, I like their chances to make the Big 12 championship game. Now, do I like their chances to win it? That's a whole different story, because Oklahoma's run this thing for a long time. It's going to depend on how both groups look going into that game. But let's be honest about it. You know, they were one bad Brock Purdy decision away last year from having a real case to win that game, and they were not able to. So let's see. But I really do think when it's all said, you know, said and done, and we get the championship Saturday next year, I really do think it's Oklahoma and Iowa State squaring off the Big 12 championship game. So I like the odds. And if you make that game with the experience Iowa State has, you know, I think they might be worth at plus 375, might be worth kind of a long shot bet at this point in time for them to win the Big 12. All right, one more break, and then we'll take a look at some of the longer shot odds in the Big 12 to win the conference here on today's show. But first, one more word from our sponsors. Today's show is brought to you by betonline.ag. You guys know the deal. These lines we're discussing today come from our friends at betonline.ag. You guys can go there today, make an account, use that promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, locked on. And when you guys do that, you guys are able to get a 50% deposit bonus. So if you guys deposit $100, they give you an extra 50 to play with. If you guys deposit $200, they give you an extra 100, and so on and so forth. So once again, go to betonline.ag. They've got the NBA, NHL, MLB, UFC, Bellator, PFL, boxing. They've got the Preakness this weekend as well, Formula One, NASCAR. All of those things are available there at betonline.ag. Once again, sign up today. Use that promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, locked on, for your 50% deposit bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, so down the line, you got Oklahoma State at 10-1. So obviously, it's pretty self-explanatory. $1 makes you 10 there. 100 would make you $1,000. That's pretty long odds. And, you know, if you want a team in the back part of the conference, I think that might be a good look. They got a lot of reps this spring. I know they lost Chuba Hubbard. I know they lost, obviously, Tevin Jenkins. I knew they lost Tylan Wallace. But there is an opportunity here in Jelani Woods, who I was a big fan of. They didn't use him enough. But there is an opportunity here for this team to take a step forward. They return a lot on defense, especially in that back end. It's going to be tough. I like Oklahoma State this year, and honestly, I like them to finish probably ahead of Texas, if I'm being totally honest. I like them to finish ahead of Texas in the standings if things kind of break the right way for them. I like what Mike Gundy is building there this year. And oftentimes what happens in sports is, you know, Oklahoma State's big year was last year, right? The expectations were last year. Teams kind of break through at certain points when you don't expect it. And I could totally see an Oklahoma State having a breakthrough year a year after having such disappointment. Things in sports just kind of trend that direction. So I would not be shocked if Oklahoma State has a breakthrough year. Not saying they're going to win the Big 12, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if I saw Oklahoma State in the Big 12 championship game, just from that perspective. I mean, I would be, it would be a surprise in the sense that, wow, what happened to Iowa State? But if we sat there at the end and I was like, this totally blindsided me. No, it wouldn't completely blindside me, because they've got a quarterback who's got next level ability, but clearly has not come close to putting it all together on a consistent basis. So we'll see. It's all going to hinge on that. But if Spencer Sanders puts together the year, you know, that I think that, you know, a lot of us believe that he could have had last year, I would not be completely shocked if they're in it on the last weekend of the season, fighting for a spot in the Big 12 championship game. Would not be colored shocked at all. You could not color me shocked in that situation. All right, also down the line, some of the long shots here. Next best odds, TCU 14-1. Love West Virginia at 22-1. I know they lost a lot, but I'm just a huge Neil Brown guy. Kansas State at 28-1. Baylor at 50-1. Texas Tech 50-1. And Kansas at 150-1. If you want to throw a few shekels on good old Lance Leipold and give him your stamp of approval and say, go get him, coach. 150-1 is what you can get the Kansas Jayhawks at. They throw a dollar down on Kansas. If they win, you get 150. If they lose, all you did was lose a dollar. Not that bad. And all of these lines, once again, are courtesy of betonline.ag. All right, that will do it for today's show. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, at LOBig12. You can follow me personally, at JoshNeighbors_. And guys, I think the podcasts are showing up back again on iTunes. I know there's an issue with that. If you're not seeing it on Apple Podcasts /iTunes, then you guys can go check out Odyssey or Spotify. I know they're showing up there. All right, my friends, as always, until next time, stay safe.